The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. On a recent trip to California, I found a mango variety that's hardy to zone 4. I couldn't believe it. Oh, and what day is today? April Fool's. Although we still can't grow mangoes in Vermont, we can grow other exotic fruits, such as persimmon. A fully ripe, soft persimmon rivals a good mango for flavor. Varieties fall into astringent and non-astringent Asian and American categories. Most persimmons you find in the grocery store are astringent Asian types that are eaten when soft. Non-astringent Asian types are eaten when still crunchy, kind of like apples. While both Asian types won't grow in our climate, the astringent American types do. Varieties such as Meter, Yates, and Early Golden are hardy to zones 4 and 5. There's even a cross between Asian and American varieties called Rosianca that has a large size of the Asian fruits and the hardiness of the Americans. All of these trees grow 15 to 25 feet tall and wide and are self-fertile. What I love about our persimmon tree is its shape, beautiful fall foliage color on avocado-like leaves, and the fact that persimmon fruits hold on the tree after the leaves drop. If harvested too early, the tannins that cause the astringency make these fruits only worthwhile for puckering. Harvest astringent fruits once fully colored and bring them indoors to complete the ripening. Wait until they're mushy soft, almost pudding-like before eating for the best flavor. Plant your persimmon trees in full sun on well-drained soil in a protected spot in your yard. Once established, they need little care. And now for this week's tip. As summer-blooming perennials such as daylilies, hosta, and phlox start emerging from the soil, dig and divide overgrown ones this month. The rule of thumb is divide spring bloomers like peonies in fall and summer bloomers in spring. Dig up the whole clump, divide it into 1-foot diameter sections, and replant or share. It's a great way to spread your favorite variety around yours and other gardens. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about trilliums. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.